Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Well, let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's take a moment to prepare our hearts to be in God's presence, to listen to Him. Find a comfortable spot. Get your material together, maybe your journal, the scripture. Let's settle in, taking a few deep breaths. You draw in and hold and let out. You can pause this video for a second, just to do that a few times and get yourself in a place of peace to focus on the Lord. And now, as we always begin our meditation, let's renew our awareness of God's presence by renewing our acts of faith, hope, and love. Lord, I believe you're here. I believe you want to speak to me. I believe that you dwell within me, that through sanctifying grace, which I received at baptism, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwell within me. And as I'm quiet and I turn inward, I discover that presence, and I believe you're here with me. You're with me always, but especially as I focus on you, you become more and more present to me. And I hope in you, I hope in your love for me, that you will give me all good things, that you are preparing me to receive graces ever new, that you want me to be with you in heaven, and I hope all of your promises are true, that if I love you, that if I'm doing these things, even for the least of my brothers, I'm doing them for you, and that you go to prepare a place for me so that where you are, I'll be with you. I hope in all those promises, Lord, and I hope in you, that you have the authority and the goodness, the power to deliver on all your promises. And so I love you. I love not just what you do for me, the way you bless me, all the gifts you've given me, but I just love you for you. That as St. Thomas Aquinas says, that love is more in giving love to the other than in desiring to receive it for oneself. And truly, Lord, my love for you desires first to give you that love, to respond in that love, and only secondarily that you fill me, that you respond to my love by returning the favor, so to speak. So I love you. I'm grateful, Lord. I say thank you for all the gifts and blessings and graces in my life. Even the crosses and challenges, I thank you for them. So again, maybe pause the recording here for a moment if you want to continue bringing yourself into God's presence. If you feel that you still have things you want to say to Him before you delve into the scripture. And now we turn our hearts to the Word of God. On this day that we meditate on Mary, the Immaculate Conception, we'll read from Luke 1, 26 to 38. So as we read the scripture, and as always in our meditations, let's look for things that speak to us, words that jump out, ideas or thoughts that we want to go back to and delve into. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. We settle into this beautiful word of God, looking back at the scripture and seeing what spoke to us, what jumped out, what caught our attention. And if you already have words that spoke to you, pause right here. You don't need to continue listening if there's something you already want to talk to the Lord about. But if it can help, let's just reflect on that first passage of the specificity. The beginning of the passage, it strikes me that it's a specific town in a specific region to a specific woman who had one relationship, a man named Joseph, right? And she had a name, Mary, that God's presence, God's call is always in time and space, specific here and now. It's not abstract. It's not floating out there. It's not somewhere, someone, someday, sometime, maybe. It's real in the here and now. And that leads me to reflect and talk to you, Lord, about how you're present in my life in real moments, in real ways, in real relationships and times and moments. And that leads me to want to just talk to you about those times in my past when you've really been present to me, where I've had visitors like this angel to Mary, like I've had moments that you've revealed yourself and made yourself present. So I encourage you listening to pause now even and spend time thinking and talking to the Lord about those moments that he's been present in your life. Talk to him about that. Cherish them. Reflect. Bring them into the present now. Rediscover the beauty of his action in your life. A second aspect that inspires me is how the angel explains to her her vocation, what she's called to be. He paints it, he projects out, "This is what God wants from you. Don't be afraid. Accept it, receive it." And he doesn't explain all of the details of how this will work, but just the big picture. You're going to be the mother of God's son. Like, you found favor, he's chosen you, and this is what he's going to do. You're going to conceive, right? And he's going to have a son, and he's going to have this name. You're going to be considered great, and he's going to be considered great, etc. And it just makes me want to talk to the Lord about his designs over me, his plan, his vocation, what he's revealed that he wants from me. And I even know all the promises of Scripture that also apply to my life. I could meditate on them, the sonship that I have in God, through grace, through baptism, my priestly vocation, all the promises of the gospel that will be mine as a believer. And you also can think about all those blessings, all the vocation that God has spoken over you, and take stock of that, meditate on it, of how God has revealed his plan over you through what he's permitted, what he said, what he's revealed. And a third aspect is Mary wondering, kind of, how's this possible? Like, I see what you want to do, what you said you'll do, but I don't see how I can do that, how that's possible. Maybe looking at herself, not in a selfish way, but just trying to reconcile her knowledge of reality, her knowledge of herself, her knowledge of her smallness, of the specific nature of her limited possibilities, all of that. Like, how? Not a how of doubt, but a how of How are you going to do this? And God answers that. This is how. It's going to be through my power, through the power of the Holy Spirit that comes over you, that I'm going to do this. It's not you who will do it. It's not these circumstances that will produce it. It's not anything that you can see and touch and smell and see around you. It's going to be God hovering over you, making this possible. And that makes me want to meditate on ways you've done that already in my life and the way you'll continue to do that. And how easy it is for me to look at the limiting factors, the specificity that's around me, the obstacles, what stands in the way for you realizing your word over me, your vocation, your call. And so I close this meditation just reaffirming my faith in what you can achieve. And opening myself, let your spirit come upon me. That prayer that so often we as legionaries and random Christi members pray is, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the power of your love. Right? Come Holy Spirit, power of your, do what you want to do in us. So as you continue this meditation, formulate that petition, that longing, that desire that the Holy Spirit come and realize in you, do in you, accomplish in you what he's accomplished in Mary and that immaculate conception that she was conceived in such a way, sinless and spotless, in order to be the temple of the Holy Spirit that would receive the Son of God in the same way or in a similar way. God wants to work in you and in me so that he can accomplish in us his great deeds. Before you close, take a moment to form a resolution for today and how you want to live that petition, that availability to God and the Holy Spirit throughout your day. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.